BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The annual G20 meeting of the world's major economies has closed in China with agreement to fight protectionism and to try to pump fresh life into the world economy. President Xi Jinping said for the first time the summit had put the issue of development front and centre. The IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, said G20 members would use every tool to boost global growth. The minister responsible for Britain's exit from the European Union, David Davis, has said the government will negotiate the best possible trading relationship with the EU while controlling immigration into the country. But he did not offer any details or timetable, prompting opposition MPs to describe his statements as waffle. The government of Somalia has suspended all flights bringing the narcotic leaf cat from neighbouring Kenya. The trade is worth hundreds of millions of dollars a year. The government of Ethiopia says 23 people died when a fire broke out in Kilinto Jail, where political prisoners were being held over the weekend. It said two of those were killed as they tried to escape, the others during the stampede and of suffocation. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has launched a ferocious attack on Saudi Arabia and its management of the annual Islamic pilgrimage, the Hajj. The Ayatollah said the Islamic world must fundamentally reconsider how it was run. A new pressure group called Decision at 50 has been formed in Israel seeking a national referendum on the future status of the Palestinian territories as the West Bank enters its 50th year of occupation. France's former budget minister Jérôme Cahuzac has gone on trial for stashing millions of dollars abroad while cracking down on tax cheats at home. The scandal was a huge embarrassment for President Hollande, who had come to power promising to root out corruption. And an asteroid has been named in honour of the late British rock star Freddie Mercury on what would have been his 70th birthday. The asteroid was discovered in 1991, the year Freddie Mercury died. And that's the latest BBC World Service News.